The women's liberation movement was a powerful influence on the early GLF, as feminists had argued so convincingly for gender and sexual freedoms, which kind of allowed a space for discussing gay rights to open up. Feminists had by now mobilised a massive grassroots membership formed in local groups all over Western countries that partook in a kind of revolutionary method called consciousness raising. Steeped in Marxist practice, this meant that simply people gathering together in hundreds or perhaps thousands of small local groups to debate ideas, debate them furiously about freedom, and recognising that, as the famous slogan went, the personal is political. Nowadays, we'd also recognise another truth in this format, that the global is always crucially local in its effects. Gay rights, which at that time included lesbian rights, were also much taken up with this model of organising, so that consciousness raising crucially involved addressing personal issues of shame that could be transformed by a new pride in being gay, being transformed by a new kind of radical acceptance into a new life and a new community. These groups certainly did create alliances and loyalties that in the old Marxist terminology were revolutionary cells, albeit rather visible ones, that lunched, danced, drank and partied together too.